First, are the technologies under development viable on a commercial scale as they move forward from experimental research and development to looking at the possibility of commercial development? Second, how much water would be required for commercial oil shale development, and where would it come from? This is an obviously important question in Colorado and Utah, which are arid states with limited water supply, where commercial oil shale development would have major impacts on agriculture and other uses. Third, how much power would be required for commercial oil shale development? How many gigawatts of electric generating capacity would be needed to melt the kerogen from the shale where we now find the existence of the kerogen? And fourth, what are the impacts of commercial oil shale development on our land, water, wildlife, climate, and communities? These are central questions to which answers are needed before we plunge forward in the full-scale endorsement of any commercial oil shale development.